Daf is Daf Nun Tes. So we got to the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara have been describing different opinions who holds that the Mizbeach was in the center of the Azara and the north of the Azara. So now the Gemara is going to quote the opinion of Rav Shravia or Shravia, who says Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Really, the one who holds that the Mizbeach was in the Tzafon, was in the north, is the position of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Gemara says, Ditanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Omer Mitok Shinamar, since it says, V'nosates HaKir Ben Ol Moed V'Gomer, the pasuk continues to say that you place the Kir between the Ol Moed and the Mizbeach, V'nosates Shemaim, so the Kir is between the Mizbeach and the Ol Moed. Ol Moed is either the Heichal or the Ulam, will describe that as well. And then the pasuk says, V'es Mizbeach HaOla is going to be Mizbeach V'Pesach Ol Moed V'lo Kir V'Pesach. So one pasuk describes that the kiyor is blocking the vision of the mizbeach to the Pesach Ol Moed, but then the second pasuk says no, the mizbeach has a clean view, a clean vision to the Pesach Ol Moed, and the kiyor was off to the side. So where exactly was the kiyor? Was a kiyor blocking between the mizbeach and the Ol Moed, or was it not in between? So the Gemara explains again, mizbeach b'Pesach Ol Moed v'lo kiyor b'Pesach Ol Moed. So heichan haya, where exactly heichan nosna, where exactly would they place the kiyor? So the Gemara explains bein ha'ulam Ulam Mizbeach, between the Ulam Mizbeach, but not directly between them, Mashach Kima Klapei Adam, but a little bit off to the south. So again, this is another daf. You're going to need some of these diagrams. Those who are the art skills and the Masithas are in good luck. Those who don't are in trouble today. So Adam's very nice to show Andy the pictures there. Okay, good. Andy has some help there. Andy does not have one. So if you look there, the pictures, so we see the Mizbeach is by the Pesach Ol Moed, but we're going to go through a number of different diagrams now where the Kiyor was. So Gemara wants to understand now. So, my Kesavra, what's the understanding? Where exactly is the Mizbeach? I Kesavra Kula Mizbeach Bedarm. If you assume that the entire Mizbeach was in the south, now, again, I don't have a Masith. I have a Masith. You guys have a art school. So which picture are you looking at? Probably the first one, I'm guessing. So if the whole thing was in the south, so then, Kai, Nogmi Mikosa Heichal Uladarom Bein Ulam Mizbeach. So why not just put the Kir between the Mizbeach and the wall of the Heichal? And it's not going to get involved. It's not going to get in the way between the Pesach Ol Moed and the Mizbeach. They could still have that clear vision. So then the Gemara says, Inami Kesavra Kedushas Heichal Ulam Chadu. If you assume that the Ulam is an extension of the Heichal, which means you have to move the Kir even more south, so it's not in the way of the Pesach Ulam, still, there's plenty of room between the wall of the Ulam and the Mizbeach to place the Kir, whereby the Kir is not going to get in the way of the Pesach Ol Moed. So again, Inami Ksavar Kedushas Heichal Ulam Chadu, Nokmi Mikosel Ulam Uladarum, place the Kiyor south, Bibena Ulam the Mizbeach, and it's still going to be between the wall of the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That could still be fine. Inami, alternatively, Ikasavar Chetzi Betzafon Chetzi Bedarum. If you assume the Mizbeach is Mamish in the center, where half of the Mizbeach is considered north, half of the Mizbeach is considered south, so Nokmi Mikosel Heichal Uladarum Bein Ulam Mizbeach. You could still place the Kiyor between the southern part of Mizbeach and between the wall of the Heichal, and it won't get in the way of the Pesach Ol Moed. And Inami, if you still assume Kesavra that Kedusha is a Ulam Veheichal Chadu, that's all one Kedusha, whereby the Pesach Ulam is larger, so there's less room to work with, still there's a little bit of a wall left between the wall of the Ulam and the Mizbeach to place the Kiyor. Nokmi Mikosel Ulam Uladarum Bein Ulam Mizbeach. You could still fulfill both Psukim. So the Gemara says, Ella, the fact that the Gemara says that the Kir has to be Mashach Kima, south of Darum, where it's not actually between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, but it's a little bit south of the Mizbeach, it must be assuming, Ella Lav Mishum de Kesavra Kula Mizbeach Bitzafun. It must be that the entire Mizbeach is in the north. So then where is the Kir going to be? The Kir has to be in the south. We'll see why it has to be in the south, why it can't be in the north. It has to be somewhere south of the Mizbeach, so it's not between the Mizbeach and the actual Kir. It's actually between the ramp of the Mizbeach and the wall of the Ulam. So that's, again, this assumption of Rabbi Yosi clearly is that the Mizbeach is in the Tzaf, and that's what we learn from this Brisa. So Gemara says, why do we have to put the Kiyor in the south? Kinami mok mislei mikosa heichal utzafon. Why don't we put the Kiyor on the north and have it be between the Mizbeach and the Ulam's wall on the northern part? And the Kinami nok mislei mikosa heichal utzafon havalim bein Ulam l'mizbeach. V'nokmi mikosa Ulam l'tzafon b'bein Ulam l'mizbeach. So why not put the Kiyor on the north, and this way it's going to be between the Mizbeach and the wall of the Ulam, or the wall of the Heichal. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, tzafona she tzafon panoi mikelim. Now the north has to be completely empty of any kelim. If you look at Rashi, there's all the way towards the last few narrow lines of Rashi here. It says tzafona. He explains the drash here. Midahavli lich michtiv al yerech hamizbech tzafon without the hay, and yet ksiv tzafona the drash asha. That extra hay is telling us something. It's telling us that we're learning from here. It should be empty of any kalim. If you look at Tosas in the top here, Panoi Mikalim, Tosas writes here, the Apha Pishim is Bech, Shasa Moshe was a Kli Haya, they carried it, had a din of a Kli, and that was in the north, Kedamri Dunn Kli Mikleve and Dunn Kli Mibinyan, Mishar Kalim Kamar, the Tzvona Mizbech Kai. It means aside from the Mizbech, that's where the Mizbech is supposed to be, it can't have any other Kalim that are there. That's what it means. Alternatively, Rashi Tosas says as well, the Apha Pishayat B'Tzafon Ninasim Uklonsos, if you remember in Shulchanos, in the northern part, it wasn't actually empty. They had little tables, they had little rings. Remember those rings where you put the cow in to hold the cow down and the tables to clean up the insides? That was all up in the north area. If you look at the pictures in the front of the Masifta, I imagine they show all these different kalim there. So it wasn't completely empty there. The Tosos writes, Mistama Hadamar Torah Panim Klum, or really should be Mikalim. That which the Torah teaches us that has to be empty of all kalim, it's mishum shchita, because you need availability, you need the space for doing the shchita. That's the problem. If you have everything, you know, all the furniture up there, you can't do the shchita. And since these things, hani tzarech shchita ninu, it's not a problem. I mean, it wasn't having just empty. It was empty to avoid any distractions when doing shchita. But since these kalims are the tzarech shchita, so therefore, it was considered permitted. We look back just for the Tosas in the previous Amud for a second. Nun ches amud beiz, hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Tosos asks the question, go four lines down in that Tosos. He says, Im Tomar. Dimash Mahachid, it seems to be indicated here, Diman de less like Kula Mizbech B'Tzafon Kai, those who hold the Mizbech was not in the north, rather it was in the center or in the south. So then what happens is, Havile Kir Bein Oamoid Ubein Mizbech. It was mamish between the Mizbech and the Ulam, like the simple reading of the Psukim. Ubitosef the Parakama the Kail Mlichnesin Bein Ulam Mizbech. So what happens is the Chacham says you can't go in there. So there's halacha, you can't walk between the Mizbeach and the Ulam until you've washed your hands. Problem is, the Kir is there. How do you get to wash your hands if the Kir is there? It's a catch-22. You can't get there to wash your hands, but you can't wash your hands without getting there. So how do you get there if the Kir is between the Mizbeach and the Ulam? So Tosa says, must be Shema Savar La Kirebi Meir Damer Nichnasim. I mean, Tosef just quoted Tosefter that in Machlokas. That the first opinion says you are allowed to walk between Ulam and the Mizbeach. So if you assume that the Kir was mamish between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you have to like Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to. But if you assume that the Mizbeach was in the north and the Kir was in the south and it wasn't mamish between, then you would assume like Chachamim that you can't walk between Ulam and the Mizbeach, but you could still get to the Kir because the Kir wasn't there. And a few other answers that I'm going to ask as well.
But this is according to the Havabina, because according to the Maskana, we found ways to do that, according to the one who says that it wasn't all in the north. It was, you know, they still had six amos from the bottom, no?
He's saying the one who holds that, not that way, the one who holds that the Mizbeach was not in north.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he says. He says, Laman damar de lespe b'tzafona.
So we have an option. You have the last six amos according to this, no?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Don't you have this option here?
Which one is this?
This is in the middle.
It's in the middle? No, because the Kir is still between the Mizbeach and the Ulam here.
Yeah, but on the wall, not on the entrance of the Ulam.
I'm not sure exactly where, how far it is, you're saying it's mamish at the end, so you're standing out, but your hands go in there, though.
I mean, the whole Gemara was to find a solution for that, no?
No, the Gemara was trying to figure out just where it was. To deal with the psukim.
So the isur is in through the whole ulam or just by the entrance of the ulam?
The isur is to walk anywhere between the mizbeach and the ulam.
Not even the entrance.
Yeah, not that. Not even the entrance at all. Yeah. Okay. So Gemara now says halfway down Nun Testament Aleph, Man Tana de Pali Galed Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Who's the one who argues on Rabbi Yosi Aglili from that brisa that we just saw? Remember, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says everything was in the north. Who argues? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He the Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Tafona. What does Tafona mean? She Tafon Panu Miklum Vafilu Mina Mizbeach. He held that it should be empty. Even the Mizbeach can't be in the north. So he assumes that everything in the south. Nothing could be in the north. Not even the Mizbeach. Okay. The Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Mizbeach Shenifkam Kol HaKodshim Shenishchatu Sham Psulim. So if the mizbeach is nifkam, if there is a crack, something broke off with the mizbeach, all the kachim that are shechted, they're dafka shechted, pay attention to the shechted, that are shechted at the time the mizbeach is pogum, the din is the kachim are psulin, and you have to burn them, get rid of them. Umikra hayal biyodeinu, there was a pasuk actually that supported this idea, but shachnu, we forgot what the pasuk was. So now, Kisalak Rav Kahan, Rav Kana, he fled to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us he had to run away from Bavel, so he ran to Eretz Yisrael. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Shimon Berebi, the Kamar, he was saying a statement, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Berebi Yossi. This is very halacha. He was saying, Minayin, how do we know the Mizbeach Shenifkam? That a Mizbeach that was broken, Shekol HaKadshim Shenishchud Sham Sulin, that all the Kadshim that are shechted while it was broken are disqualified. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'zavachta Allah V'salosecha V'shlamecha, that you shecht on it. Now remember, we had this drasha yesterday that it meant to shecht al Rosh HaMizbeach. Here we're using the drasha for a different purpose. V'chi Allah V'atasoveach, you're really shechting on top of the Mizbeach. Ela Kishu Shalem V'lo Kishu Chaser. Allah means it's hard to really fit this in. Rashi tries to squeeze in the drash here. But Allah means when the Mizbeach is complete, when it's Shalem, are you allowed to shecht it? It is a Vizavachta. But when it's not complete, then the Zavicha is going to be disqualifying. That's what the Gemara says. And Tosus deals with how we learn two different drashas from this pasuk. He addresses that point. So that's all a Shitas Rav, that based on this pasuk. Again, El Kishu Sham Velo Kishu Chaser. And Amar Hainu in the Rav Kana, when he heard this drasha from Rabbi Shimon Ben Rebbe, he says, Amar Hainu Kra Dishtamet Le Rav. That was the pasuk that Rav forgot that supported the idea of Mizbeach Shenifkam Kalshim Shenishchetusham Sulam. So that's all Shitas Rav, that the Shechita was done when the Mizbeach was Pogum, the Shechita and the carbon is Pasul. But comes along now Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Echadzeh Psulim. They're both Pasul. Both what? Doesn't explain what Echadzeh Echadzeh means. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, not even Shechita, Rashi says, if you look the medium wide lines down, the three medium wide lines down, Rashi says, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Vein Shenishchadu B'Shas Pigimasa. Whether you shechted like Rav, when the Mizbeach was Pogum, that's certainly possible. Vein Shenishchadu Achar Tikuno. Let's say you shechted after it's fixed. So right now the animal is Kadosh. Mizbeach becomes Pogum. I don't shechted, I wait. They fix it, they make the cracks, they fill the cracks in. Then you shechted after it's fixed. Even that case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is possible. Look at Rashi to explain further. Again, Bein Shenishchadu Achar Tikuno, it's still Psulim, Kol HaKadshim, all the Kadshim Shayu, Kedushin Ba'osa Shah, any animal that was Kadosh while Mizbeach became Pogum, it's considered disqualified, even though you never shechted it. Why? The Fishiniru V'Nidchu. If something that was Niru, that was potentially Kasher, and then it became Nidcha because now Mizbeach is Pogum, I can't bring it anymore. We have a Chalos Nidcha, and it's Nidchu, it's forever. The Kesavah, Rabbi Yochanan holds, says Rashi, Bali Chaim Nidchene Kishchutim. An animal that's not fit to be brought is as if it was shechted, and it's possible forever. So that's the position of Rabbi Yochanan against Rav.
So they had to do advise everyone in Eretz Israel that
Mizbeach is Pogum.
People had
unlikely they had animals because the Gemara Pesachim says that the practice was they wouldn't be Makdish animals until they brought to our bias. Yeah.
Okay.
So any animals that were there in the Zara and then they became Pogum, throw it out, get rid of it, and then bring new animals. So then the Gemara says, so what's the machlokus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? B'mai pligi? So Rav Savar Bali Chaim Eino Nidchem. If an animal is alive, it's Bali Chaim, it doesn't get Nidche. Even though the Mizbeach is Pogum, wait around a couple hours so they make the proper adjustments, they fix the Mizbeach, and then you shecht it. But Rav Yochanan Savar Bali Chaim Nidchem. This is a machlokas that appears many, many times in Shas. Rav Yochanan felt that even if an animal is alive, it's already Kadosh, and then there's something happens that doesn't allow the animal to be brought as a carbon, then even though it's Bali Chaim, it's going to be Nidche. So the Gemara now says, asks the question, Meisivei, Kol HaKadshim Shahiyu Ad Shelo Nivne Mizbeach, any animal that was Kadosh prior to the building of the Mizbeach, V'chakach Nivne Mizbeach, after they build the Mizbeach, it's Psul, it's Pasul. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Nivna, if you Mermakdish the animal and there was no Mizbeach at the time, that's Nivne Dichuy Mekar Ninhu. That's already Nidche before there was, it was never Nira, it wasn't even near of a Nidche. We're talking about a case where it was Nira, it was a Mizbeach was there, and then it became Nidcha. This Nidcha Meikara, before even everything got started, it was already Nidcha, and Rashi says that itself is a machlokas, whether there's a concept, can something be created Kedusha when it's already Nidcha, before it's even Nira? He says that's a machlokas, and we're not getting involved in that machlokas here. So it's not a case of the Mizbeach wasn't yet built. Ella, Achilo Neheras. Your animal was Makdish, your Makdish animal when the Mizbeach was built, And then it became destroyed. They destroyed the Mizbeach because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Tobias Rishon was destroyed. And then what happened was, the halacha is, it's possible. So the Gemara said, wait a second. Neras ha'izkin lehu. What's going on here is, Bayis Rishon, you had a Mizbeach animal that was Kadosh. And they're about to bring it all to the Mizbeach. They came in, they destroyed the Mizbeach, they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So now, we're saying it's possible. It's possible because it was Nidche. If you leave the animal around for the 70 years for Bayis Sheni, that animal's old. And even if it made it around so long to reach the age of 71, 72, if an animal, the one in the psulim of animals, if it's a zakin, if an animal is zakin, if it's too old, and the 71-year-old animal is considered zakin, you can't bring it. Nothing to do with there being a mizbeach or not a mizbeach. So it can be a case where the mizbeach was destroyed in Bayis Rishon and rebuilt by Sheni. So what's the case here that we're talking about? So Gemara tweaks it one last time, Ella, Ad shlo nifkam ha-mizbeach, v'chakach nifkam ha-mizbeach psulim. And Rashi said, what's the case here? You have an animal, a cow, you're makdisha to bring as an ola, let's say. And then the Mizbeach had a pagam. Something happened, like everything else requires maintenance. So a little part of the Mizbeach chipped off, which may have been common during the Beis Hamikdash times. So now what happens is you can't bring the carbon, and you're busy waiting around. They finally fix it, they do the proper corrections, and now they say, you can't bring it, it's too late. Because since it was nira, but then it became nidche because Mizbeach was nifkam, it's possible. So this is a raya for Rabbi Yochanan that even Bali Chaim are nidchim. Gemara says, wait a second. V'lo tarutu kamatartes. Didn't we already fix this Gemara, the Brisa? Clearly the Brisa has some mistakes here. We switched it from nivne to neras to nifkam. There are a lot of mistakes. So don't say it's a case where it wasn't shechted. Let's switch it around one more time. Rav is going to say, Ema shenishchatu. Say what happens. Well, you shechted the animal, and then the Mizbeach became Nifkam, and then we say it's disqualified. But if it was never shechted, Rav would say this animal isn't disqualified. So again, this Brisa has many mistakes, so what's the big deal of throwing in another qualification of Nishchadu, and therefore you can't bring any kashas from this Brisa. So the Gemara says, what's too old? What's too old? How do you define too old?
Yeah.
You have to look in the Mishnah in Bechoros. We'll get there in a few months from now. So if you look at the Gemara, it says v'hamar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, doesn't he say Amar Rav Mizbeach Shenekar Maktir Ktoros Bimkomo? The lach is of the Mizbeach Apinimi, the inner Mizbeach, that small Mizbeach where the Ktoros were to go on. If it were to get removed and destroyed, you'd be Maktir in that very place, even though there's no Mizbeach there in that Makom. If you know exactly where the Makom is, you could bring it. So too, say it by the outside as well. Even though the animal, the Mizbeach, is Nifkam and destroyed, you could still bring the Karbanos where the Mizbeach HaChitzon once was. So what's the kasha here? So Gemara says, no. Kedama Rava mode haya Rabbi Yehuda bedamim, hachanami mode Rav bedamim. Meaning what? When Rav says a statement that you could be makter in that Makam where the Mizbeach HaPanimi was, he says only Aktores is permitted. But to sprinkle the Dam in the Makam HaPanimi, that's not allowed. So too, when it comes to blood on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you're not allowed either. Knowing the Makam Mizbeach, it only works for Mizbeach HaPanimi for Ketores, but it doesn't work for anything else, and therefore, it's not going to help if the Mizbeach is this short. Gemara now says last four lines here of Netesam and Aleph of my Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly, who is Rabbi Yehuda here? Which Rabbi Yehuda are we looking for? Rabbi Yehuda that told us before that he holds, that he's Modeh, that you're allowed to, by the Damim, you can't sprinkle the blood. While you are allowed to do the Ketores in that Makom, you can't sprinkle the blood in that Makom. So Gemara quotes the Tanya. Bayomahu, we're quoting now a pasuk with regards to the building of the base of Migdash by Shlomo Melech. Bayomahu, it was on that day, Kidesh HaMelech has Toch HaChatzer, he's Mekadesh the Chatzer, the Gomer. Why was he Mekadesh the Chatzer? All the Ritzbah, he was Mekadesh all the ground. Ki Mizbeach Katan Me'achil, that the Mizbeach itself was too small to be able to fit all the Karbanos. The day that they were inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, there were all these Karbanos that were being brought. And Mizbeach was just too small to take all the Karbanos on top. So what he did was, he was Mekadesh all the Ritzbah, all the ground of the Azara, and they started being Maktir, the animals all over the Beis HaMikdash now. So if you look at Rashi, so first of all, the Gemara says last line here, Dvarim kichsavan divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The psukim are meant to be taken how they're written, taken literally. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. So look at Rashi, three lines up from the bottom here. Dvarim kichsavam shekidish es haritzba kula. He is mekadesh the entire ground, says Rashi. L'shem mizbeach lahakter leh, as a mizbeach. Even though it wasn't a structure, it was a ground. He was mekadesh that you can be maktir. If you put fires there, you can be maktir of the animals. L'fisha hayam mizbeach katan mahachil olos v'shamim. The mizbeach was too small to be able to withstand all the olos and the shamim shekrivu lachanukas mizbeach. So that's what happened. He was mekadesh the ritzba. So comes along now, Amrle Rabbi Yossi, going on to Amud Beis now. Rabbi Yossi responds back to Rabbi Yehuda. Balok Kfar Nemar, doesn't already say in the pasuk that what? Elef Olos Yalash Shlomo Al Mizbeach Hahu. That the Mizbeach, that Shlomo still had the Mizbeach on the Choshes of Moshe. He built his own Mizbeach, but he still had the Mizbeach from Moshe Benu. So on Mizbeach Hahu, on the Mizbeach of Moshe, he brought 1,000 Olos. Vilu Beis Olamim, when it came to the Beis HaMikdash, when he built the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Olamim, who Omer says, Vayizbach Shlomo Zevach HaShlomim Asher Zevach LaShem Bakar Esrim Ushnaim Elf, 22,000 Bakar, Ukshata Magi, and the Pasuk goes on to say, and 120,000 Tzon, so he brought a total of 140, I think 142,000 animals or so. It's a lot of animals. When you do the calculations of how much animals per square footage or per amma, so l'cheshman olos u'l'minan amos ze gadol mizeh. So Rashi does some of the calculation. I don't want to not say bore you, but I don't want to lose you. So he does some of the calculation how this all fits out. But it turns out that the mizbeach of Shlomo was much larger than the mizbeach of Moshe. So it was huge. So there's plenty of room, it sounds like, to do all the karbanos. Even 142,000 karbanos fit on the Mizbeach of Shlomo Melch. So if that's the case, Elamahu Katan Mahachil. So how come the Pasuk says that the Mizbeach of Moshe was too small? There was plenty of room of 1,000 karbanos for Moshe Benu's karban. And Shlomo's had 142,000. If you do the math, everything works out nicely. So it wasn't too small. Moshe's Mizbeach could have fit the 1,000 karbanos. So why is it called Katan Mahachil? It was too small. So he says it's Kadam Ha'omer L'Chaveir, a guy who says to his friend, Ploni Nenesu U'pasal Avoda. A guy comes in, he's a Kohen, and he has a psul, or whatever the psul is, some embarrassing psul. He has something. But he doesn't want to call him out on the psul, say that guy's, missing something, I don't know, he's missing a liver, missing a kidney, I don't know what makes it, whatever makes him possible. So you say the guy is too short, it's not really true. He's a shorter guy, the short's not going, being a midget, the Nenesu means a midget, literally. That's not really what's disqualifying him, but you say it nicely to avoid saying something more embarrassing. So when he said the Mizbeach of Moshe was too small, it wasn't really the problem. They really got rid of Moshe Benu's Mizbeach. They threw it out back, they threw it in the garbage dump, they got rid of it. But they didn't want to call it a puzzle Mizbeach, because it's Moshe's Mizbeach. They said, it's a little too small for what we need. But it really wasn't that small. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, he was saying it wasn't that small. Fine, that's the Gemara's back and forth. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir Kama Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi had a very good response to Rabbi Yehuda. That when we said it was katan, it wasn't really katan. It was just a nice way of saying we don't need Moshe's Mizbeach anymore. So now what's Rabbi Yehuda going to respond back? Rabbi Yehuda latamei damar Mizbeach shasa Moshe gadaya. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says Moshe Beinu's Mizbeach was larger than that of Shlomo's. So couldn't have made the claim that Moshe Beinu was too small, because it was clearly bigger than Shlomo Melch's Mizbeach. How do we know that Moshe Beinu's Mizbeach was larger? Detanya Chamesh Amos Orach V'Chamesh Amos Rochav Dvarim Kichsavam Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Here, Rabbi Yossi takes a psukim in describing the Mizbeach of the Mishkan. He takes it literally that it was 5x5. That's how wide it was. While Shlomo Melch's was 6x6 area. Rashi explains how the math works out. So it was 5x5. So therefore, Shlomo's was bigger than Moshe's. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not 5x5. It says Nemar Kan Ravua. It says Ravua when describing that it was a 5x5 square. V'nemar L'Halan Ravua. It says Ravua as well in Yecheskel, describing the Bais Shlishi, what's going to look like. Mal Halan B'Em Tziyasio Ha'yamodeh. Afkam Yem Tziyasio Ha'yamodeh. When Yecheskel describes a measurement, he's not going the whole length. He's starting from the center. Saying from the center, we're going to see in a second, it's measured 12 amos in one direction, and 12 amos in the other direction. It's really 24 amos when he's describing the Beis HaMikdash in the future. So too, when it says Moshe Rabbeinu's dimensions of 5, it means 5 from the center, which really means 10. 10 by 10 was really the dimensions of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, making it larger than that of Shlomo's. So the Gemara says again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nemar Khan Revua, Venemar Lahalan Revua. Malahalan, just like by Yechezkel, Ma'am Sayuso, who Hayamoded is measured from the center, not the entire length. Afkan, Ma'am Sayuso, Hayamoded. Hasam Minol, and how do we know there in Yechezkel, they did the measurements from the center and not the entire side? Dichsiv Ha'ariel, Rashi said Ariel means the Makum the Maracha. Ha'ariel, Shtei Masrei Amal Lachal Ruach, every direction there is 12. 12 this way, 12 that way, it means there's 24 by 24 in reality. And therefore, so to the Mizbeach HaMoshe, since it says Revua, was also 5 by 5, which really means 5 in each direction, making it 10 by 10. Gemara now says, O'enu elo yud beis al yud beis. Maybe the Pasuk in Yechezkel really means 12 by 12, not from the center. And it's not 24 by 24. Gemara says, can't be. Because Kishu Omer, it says also in Yechezkel, Arbas Revav, the four quadrants of the Mizbeach, it was measuring the quadrants, not measuring the entire area. So since there are four quadrants here, each one was 12 by 12, making it really overall 24 by 24. So Rabbi Yossi, Ki Gamar, so doesn't Rabbi Yossi also have to agree to this Gzer Shava Ravua Ravua? So how is he going to explain Ravua Ravua? If he's really taking Moshe Rabbeinu's dimensions to be literally 5 by 5, so what's the Ravua Ravua teaching us? So he explained, Ki Gamar Gzer Shava Begova Hu Degamar, only with regards to the height of the Mizbeach, but not with regards to the width and the length. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us that Shalosh Amos Kamaso Devarim Kichsavam Diri Rabbi Huda. Now here Rabbi Huda holds everything's taken literally. That the height of the Mizbeach of the Moshe of the Mishkan was 3 amos high. That's what the Pasuk says. That's what Kichsavam, 3 amos high. So now it comes out just to, according to Rabbi Huda, it was 3 amos high, but it was 10 by 10 according to Rabbi Huda. Now according to Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nemar Kan Revua of Nemar Lahalan Revua. Malahalan Gova Pishnaim Ka'archo, just like by the Yechezkel, the height was twice the length Afkan Pishnaim Ka'archo. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, what was the length of Rabbi Yossi? He took the length literally 5 by 5. That means the height has to be double, which would mean 10. So it's 10 high, 5 by 5. So it's very tall and skinny to Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda was very low, but very wide. Okay, so the Gemara then says, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, now, I guess normally we don't read the parentheses, so let's just read. Skip the parentheses. Efsher kohen omer agave mizbeach vavod biyado v'chol am roen also mibachut. Is it possible that kohen is going to stand in the mizbeach and everyone's going to see what he's doing? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it was 10 amos high. Now it was very high. So he's standing up and everyone sees the kohen inside from far away doing it. And there's a lacha. I know that Andy picked up on this a few last week that everything should be b'tanua. That's why we had the curtains in the heichal. It shouldn't be done in such an open way. We don't want it to be a whole public event. Apparently, right. So that therefore, if the mechitzas are 5, you can see right over the mechitzas, and therefore the kohen standing over on 10 amos high, you can see it. So it doesn't make any sense, says Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Valok far nemar, doesn't say, Ves kalei achatzer, ves masach shar achatzer, ashel mishkan val mizbeach, as the connection of the shar to the mishkan and to the amos, ma mishkan asar amos, af mizbeach, asar amos. So just like the mishkan was 10 amos high, so to the mizbeach was 10 amos high. What's the big deal here? So the Gemara says further, Vomer, it says, the kalayim chameshesrei ama ala kasif. So we see that it was 15 amos high, and therefore I think it was saying you could still block it. The curtains were long enough in order to block the action, the kohen's avodah on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, ma tam lomer chamesh amos. So how come it says chamesh amos, that some, again, there's a steer, it seems to be a steer in the psukim, how big those curtains were. So earlier we said that they were only 5 amos high, which sounds like it won't block it. But Rabbi Yossi just brought a raya from this connection to the mishkans that it was really 15 amos high. It was blocking it. So if the curtains were really 15 amos high and it would block the kohen on top of the mizbeach apnimi, so ma tamalomer, what would he do with the pasuk that also says they were chamesh amos, only 5? Gemara says, misfas mizbeach ulamala. No, from the top of the mizbeach to the top of the chatzer. So meaning what? So you have the curtain there 15 amos high. And the mizbeach is 10 amos high inside here. So now the kohen stands on top. So we're just saying, from the mizbeach to the top of the mizbeach to the top of the chatzer, to the top, that was 5 amos. But the entire curtain was 15 amos, but 5 of it blocked the vision of the kohen who's standing on top of the 10 amos high mizbeach. So then the Gemara says, ma'at ha'malomer shalosh amos kamaso. But doesn't the pasuk clearly say that the mizbeach was only 3 amos high? And according to Rabbi Yossi, it was 10 amos high. Gemara says, misfas soveva ulamala. When it meant three amos from the area of the saviv that went around where the kohen would walk, that was three amos from the top of the mizbech. But the entire mizbech from the ritzbah was actually 10 amos high. Okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully that was somewhat of a clear vision. And